You're listening to littlepodcast.com.
Hello, Dojo Disciples. This is the Famicom Dojo Video Game Podcast, Denchi Mail Edition, where every other week we supplement our regular episodes with answers to your video game questions and talk about the latest releases of the Famicom Dojo video web series. This week, a listener tells us about a Back to the Future game on a very unexpected console. We offer the Kefka theory of JRPG villainy and more.
Hey!
I just absolutely have no idea how Ivan the Terrible was able to do so much dressed like that. Oh, sorry. Still trying that game out.
Man.
Anyway.
Yeah, I hear people have questions for us.
Oh, yeah. I would say so. I mean, obviously, we are recording this one without having a lot of reaction to our episodic episode. That's redundant. Okay.
Right.
Our episodic episode.
Maybe it's called that. Like I was playing around with the idea of naming it that. So who, for all we know, it could be named that by now.
Yep. But in case our pleas at the end of the previous episode weren't heard of, we apologize for any fan art that might be out there about us. And if not, it's probably just a matter of time. So, that out of the way, let's read some questions.
Okay. So, reading off Facebook here, we got a message from Caleb, aka Phil Bond.
Ah!
And is it a question? I mean, I'm just going to read the whole thing.
Okay, just read it. Just read it.
In the Wii and Wii U Virtual Console versions of NES The Legend of Zelda, the story text has been edited for spelling and clarity.
Actually know that.
He showed me this before. He's long known about this.
Is there a video or something?
I mean, I don't think he made one.
Link it up. Okay.
But I'm sure that they exist. But yeah, there were some spelling mistakes in the original translation, and since fixed that. They even updated the copyright date to match the release date of the yeah.
Huh, that's interesting.
Mm-hmm. He says
they do that occasionally, right? They removed advertisements from Wave Race and stuff.
I mean, really?
Yeah, they're able, because they didn't have the licensing for that anymore. So yeah, they're able to update these to some extent, obviously.
Right.
But yeah, sorry, keep going.
So by comparison, he says in the 3DS Virtual Console version, it has not. So that's an interesting, I don't know why they would do that, but you know, there you go. In every version of the NES Metroid I can find, I think I have every version. And I think he's right. The equivalent story text screen has never been edited ever. My question is, what does Nintendo care less about, Virtual Console or Metroid?
Oh, man.
He doesn't actually want an answer because the whole thing makes him too sad.
Oh, man. That's not where I saw that question going. Which one does it? I thought he was going to ask some point about, like, was that ROM harder to edit or something, but that Nintendo just doesn't care. Okay, let's give a positive answer.
Sure.
Nintendo believes that the original Metroid was so pure and so perfect that they never wanted to go in and touch it, and they don't want to ruin the story by ever making another game.
So Zero Mission doesn't exist.
And Other M definitely doesn't. because they saw what happened when they added on to the lore, and it's like nobody's going, man, I really want to read Romeo and Juliet 2, you know? Okay, that would be impossible. No, spoilers.
I think part of the reason he's saying this is because Zero Mission came out for the Wii U Virtual Console.
Okay, yeah.
And it just kind of brings to mind the pointlessness of having Game Boy Advance games only on the Wii U and not on the 3DS at all. And I mean, we touched upon this before, that we think it may have something to do with the ability to emulate, but we know that there are those Ambassador games on there, so that can't be the whole story.
We also know that the Ambassador games were like just like quick and dirty ports, they wouldn't have been able to incorporate things like Miiverse or anything like that. And they don't, you know,
right.
screenshots or whatever. It basically just kind of forces the games onto there. They had their own share of bugs. However, I bet the new 3DS could do them.
Well,
I bet it could do them well. It's just a matter of the install base not being enough. And frankly, right. if the NX is what it's rumored to be, hopefully we don't have to worry about these problems going forward. We have to worry about the problem that Nintendo will start the virtual console on the NX with only 5 games, one of them being Urban Champion.
And still charging too much money for them. I think that's a pretty good answer. I mean, yeah, I really do wish they cared more about the virtual console because it has not been as robust as the Wii's.
And I wish they'd care more about Metroid. I know you're a fan of 3D Metroid, and I'm a fan of 2D Metroid, and neither of us is really happy right now. You know,
I've...
Because unless we're a fan of fighter and or skin-tight Metroid, we haven't been really given a lot lately.
I'm on my second attempt to play Other M, and I stopped in the exact same spot, and I just try for a third. Because especially, it wasn't even last year. It was, you know, it was 2014 now. Summer 2014 when I finally finished Prime 2 and started Prime 3 and stopped. And that also I started and stopped twice. I don't like Metroid on the Wii, apparently.
Well, I don't know. Like, a lot of people complained about that it wasn't really one of either. It was kind of like 2D Metroid, but also with 3D pointer-based stuff. And they're saying that the story was pretty terrible. But frankly, I can overlook some of that stuff. And 2D is my game of choice, you know. So I should give it another try. It's at my brother's house right now. I should really give it a go just to see how bad or good and or good it is. So.
It really is just the story that I don't like about it. The 2D-ish elements I really do like, you know, being able to use the Wii Remote as like an NES controller. Not bad. Flipping to the 3D mode for the first person shooting isn't very smooth. It does remind me, going back to the last podcast, does remind me a little bit of flipping the iPhone up for Sword and Sorcery.
Okay.
It's kind of a similar idea. So I don't mind that. I don't mind that, but yeah, mostly it's the story.
I'm willing to give it another go, because saying that as someone who hasn't seen the parts of the story that everyone's complaining about. So we'll see.
I mean, the opening is pretty awesome.
Because why? Because Samus is such a cool character, and I'm like, ooh. Finally giving it cutscenes and stuff, you know, that could be cool if it's well done, but apparently it wasn't. So
here's the thing. The whole head fake of Samus being female at the end of the game, like it was probably just like a fun throw in. They didn't really think about the implications. And then when they had a Japanese company actually have to write a story, a non-Nintendo Japanese company write a story based version of this, they went with every female trope they could possibly think of.
So they were like, so a bunch of men sat around and went, what do females like doing? And someone's like,
I think they like
babies and crying, sir. All right, let's put
babies and crying about babies.
Babies and crying about babies.
And daddy issues.
Yeah. What else do they like? Dressing sexy? Ah, I think so. They must. All the media I've seen confirms this. and our history textbooks. Just look at Ivan the Terrible. Okay.
Sorry. So that double-edged sword mixed bag of the Zero Suit Samus still percolating throughout culture.
I like Zero Suit Samus.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I recognize that it is not without its problems.
I mean, speaking of Zero Suit Samus and Metroid, Zero Mission, Metroid can finally crawl.
Ah, that's true.
It's just from one part of the game, but it's in there.
Well, that's good. Uh, that that one guy's surely happy.
All right. So speaking of Super Nintendo, let's move on.
Move on to Super Nintendo?
No, the guy who asked the next question got a Super Nintendo.
Yes, yes.
From our last NG mail.
All right. I mean, he's written here about a email he sent us. Maybe I should just read the email.
Yeah, let's go to the email first.
This is great. I got this earlier this morning, and it just made my day. So I'm going to read it in its entirety. Okay.
Who's it by first?
This is by Elijah Clark. And to remind people from our previous Denchi Mail episode, this is the person who got a Super Nintendo for Christmas, which is, yes, that's
parenting done right.
No kidding. And Sara Anna, if you somehow are listening to this in the future, you're gonna think this is cool too, right? Right.
Yeah, Daddy is so cool.
Wanted a car. You got a Super Nintendo.
Hovering car.
But this is the future. It costs more than a car.
So, right.
Okay. Anyway, he writes, "Thank you for answering my questions on recommended games for the SNES or SNES. Since writing that question, I've picked up Street Fighter Alpha 2. Ooh, interesting choice. Very technically impressive for the system. Gradius 3. Did we suggest that one?
I don't think so.
Because if we did, we should have.
Okay.
That is a great game. And Star Fox. Okay. Yes. FYI, my dad got me the SNES for Christmas. See, I knew it was a cool parent.
See? Exactly.
You know, I mean, I don't know. I'm sure, Elijah, you have cool friends too, but that sounds like a dad gift. Okay. Anyway, because that's what it's going to be from me. I've already got a gift wrapped. Okay, anyway, I've always wanted one ever since I played Super Mario World on my uncle's SNES. You just have very cool male role models in your life, mm-hmm. right there.
And I'm starting to feel kind of old now.
Yep. I do plan to get Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 4, Turtles in Time. Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm. Since it's one of my favorite Super Nintendo games, I also want to get Chrono Trigger.
Ooh.
But I went to my local retro gaming store. It was at a really high price.
Let's put it in the mildly.
I'm sure. Luckily, I have it on PlayStation Nintendo DS. Okay. Do the Nintendo DS one. PlayStation one, the loading times and the weird tacked on cutscenes. Do DS if you have.
Okay. I also have it on my Wii Virtual Console, which is on my pile of shame.
Oh, I didn't even. Yeah, I guess it was released for that. Man, maybe I should play it on. I have it on a lot of platforms. Anyway, so I'm not losing out on such a great game. I also agree with you guys when you say that licensed movie title games are not all that great. Did we say not all that great?
I think it's also being kind once more. Yes.
I think I used the word garbage. I've played Home Improvement. Oh, I'm sorry. The one word like aliens or monsters or something steal the plans for Binford's new set of tools.
That seems legit, yeah.
Anyway, and both Jurassic Park games. I remember liking the first Jurassic Park game, but it was a long time ago and I really liked Jurassic Park. So I might give Mario Paint a try since I saw it at the local retro game store for less than $15. Yeah. Yeah. $15. If it comes with a mouse, that's a good price. If it's the card alone, that's kind of pricey. But yeah, do that. And then take a video of what you've made so we can see it. To finish this podcast response, I'd say that the best way to redeem yourselves to being cool. Oh, yeah, we decided we weren't cool because we didn't get it. We were not the people who got him the SNES, yes. Mm-hmm. Is to keep doing what you guys do, especially making those Back to the Future references. Yes! Since it's my favorite movie trilogy from the 1980s, and the Telltale game is really good. I've been watching and listening to your content since March 2015, and you guys have never failed to entertain. I would love to have you guys read this email in the next podcast. Yes, even if it's paraphrased. Sean and Vink, you guys are awesome. And always remember, winners don't use drugs. and you know what, Elijah? Winners also don't plagiarize. What is it?
Oh, that is an homage. That is a reference.
Okay. That signed Elijah Clark, a.k.a. Retronus Flashback. Or shouldn't it be Retronus Flashbackius?
Listen, you.
Anyway, thank you. That really made my day. And he went farther in our Facebook post to post a picture of a game I had no idea existed. He went, did you guys know that there was a Back to the Future game on the MSX2? I did not. But now that I do, it's all I can think about. It looks terrible. Like, it might actually make the Acclaim one look kind of playable.
No.
But I want it so much.
How much is it, though?
It's probably like it's like $100. If I could find it at all. I found a site that had it, but it's out of stock. But if it was in stock, it would be like $100. But, you know, I mean, if I don't spend my money on Back to the Future games, I mean, what am I going to do with my money? Like, kids going to college? I mean, they'll get what's coming to them.
Yeah.
When I die in my early 50s based off a lifestyle of sloth,
oh, no.
they can sell all my collection and buy a small house. So.
Good for you thinking of the future like that.
Yeah,
not your future, of course, but...
Yeah, no. Speaking of future, Back to the Future on MSX2. I need this. So look forward to that in... Oh, man, we're going to have to update our Back to the Future videos.
Just make more. I mean, sure, now that all of Back to the Future takes place in the past, it might seem a little passé, but I think we're gonna just keep doing it.
Oh yeah, because we don't know any better. All right, why don't you read the next one?
Paul Smicknall writes, what are your thoughts, or have you played any of the newest Dreamcast games, the fan games, such as Pure Solar HD? I have heard people talk about this game, but I have not played it myself.
I think I might have a PC. It might be one of those games that I have. Did it ever finally get released on the Wii U? I know it was on the upcoming games. I'm not sure if it did or not. Mm. Regardless, I was planning to play it on the... Retro VGS, because that was announced as one of the launch titles.
Yep,
but,
that's what I'm thinking of.
And if Casio Chameleon... Coleco Chameleon supports games like that. I don't know how the hardware's been remade, but assuming it does, I'd love to play it on cartridge. If not, the Dreamcast one, I'd love to play it on the Dreamcast too, but I think that's like totally sold out. So... I think it goes for a high price, but I love new games made for old systems. I played a lot of the Dreamcast later releases, Feet of Fury, the Choo Choo Rocket. No, that was Sega CD. What was it? Cool Herders, which played like Choo Choo Rocket, I believe. Some of the various puzzle games. I love it when companies put out like old games or games that were finished but never released, and then they release them. I think that's super awesome. My thoughts on Pure Solar, I can't really say so much, but I will definitely play that at some point. I was very excited originally about the Mega Drive version of it, but I didn't have a Mega Drive at the time, so I didn't pre-order. And now I think that ship has sailed.
Yeah.
But I love when people do that. I love it when people do that. And so my dream is that when Sean finishes up the Famicom Dojo Adventure game, that we get it ported to Dreamcast. And, of course, cartridge in some way.
I should mention, once again, that friend of the show, Joe Grisafi, has turned at least yes. one of his movies, I think possibly two, into Atari games.
Okay, Conjoined has an Atari game. Dead of Night has one.
Oh, so there's three.
At least two. At least two. And is there... there might be one.
I think there's a Laughing Boy one, isn't there? No.
Or were we just joking about it? We were saying that we should make a Laughing Boy miniature. I think there is. I think there is. But I
yeah,
think
Conjoined definitely, because he just posted about that recently. Yep. We should have him on the show.
Why
Let's stop
is
talking
he not
about
on...
him.
Yeah.
Have him on the show.
Let's have him on the show. Okay.
When
so
did
let's
we
stop.
Meet Joe? Did we bring him to like 2003? Oh, 2004. 2004 what? He was at for sure.
No. Earlier. I first heard about him when Tiffany Grant was mentioned.
Well, yeah, we heard about him. We didn't meet him until.
WestCon,
yeah.
And then we brought him to No Brand 2.
Okay, so that's 2003.
2003.
2004 was his second appearance then.
I believe so.
Because he and Monica, we all... Oh, I should find that video. Oh, man. Yeah.
And then we went around town recording stuff for his blooper show that I don't know if ever got made. Oh, man.
It's been only like 13 years since.
No, don't say that. Oh, man. Oh, my memories are old enough to go to The Force Awakens without a parent. Anyway.
No parents. How quite appropriate.
Oh.
Oh. Yep. Speaking of daddy issues. Whew.
Yeah. By the way.
There's no spoilers.
By the way, do you have something for Mark Hamill? Because you just posted on your Facebook that the only movies you've ever seen in the theater three times are Jay and Silent Bob Strikes Back and The Force Awakens.
Yes, that is the connection there, is that Mark Hamill had a cameo. He was probably... Okay, I can't even say that because that's spoilers.
Yeah.
I'll say it after the show. But yeah. Yes, Mark Hamill, both of those things. Correct. If you want to feel really old, in that opening scene of the video that I posted to my to my page, the baby Silent Bob was played by Harley Quinn Smith, who is now 16-ish,
uh-huh.
and is starring in the Kevin Smith film Yoga Hosers.
That's weird.
Yep.
Oh, Kevin Smith still makes movies.
He's making Clerks 3 eventually.
Why? I mean, yay!
And Mallrats too, although it's filming in Jersey because I guess the Eden Prairie Mall shut down or something.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
Really?
That's a real mall in Eden Prairie, Minnesota.
Yeah, I don't know if that needs a sequel. But no.
Mallrats, yeah, that is interesting.
Basically, here's my thought on movies.
Yeah.
Anything that I have on Laserdisc, too much time has passed. For a sequel, but then again, I would have to say the same about Star Wars.
I was gonna say, yeah, that predates.
I've been wrong there. So, Kevin Smith, wow me, wow.
He
me
needed his own trilogy, you know, after basing a film off of a famous trilogy and then referencing another famous trilogy in the second one. He just had to, you know, do the meta thing.
Yeah. But I think it would have been better just to let Kevin Smith direct the next Indiana Jones.
Oh!
Come on, wouldn't that work?
I would love it, but some people don't like Kevin Smith. You know who you are.
I might even be one of those people. You know what I mean?
Jesus.
Well, like the newer output, you know, but at the same time, I recognize his geek cred. You know what I mean?
Sure.
Like, he would do that series well.
Yeah. Going back to Phil Bond for a second, because this relates to the whole Kevin Smith thing. He has this, Kevin Smith has this famous, I don't know.
Yeah.
He has an anecdote about the producer on the Superman Lives project that he wrote a script for. And he was just obsessed with spiders, this guy was. Was it John Peter? No, I don't remember the guy's name. Anyway, so he went on to produce another film called The Wild Wild West, and at the end of that movie, giant mechanical spider.
Yeah,
okay. So running with that, our wonderful great friend of the show, Phil, did some research on the actual Wild Wild West TV show and found out that the giant mechanical spider, although seeming like a very out of the place thing for the film at the time, was not actually so out of place for the source material.
Really?
Yes.
I will say that I have not seen the original, so.
He posted this thread on Reddit, and I should probably link it. He sent it to me a little while ago, and some guy got up his butt about not actually linking video or something. I don't know. But all that stuff got deleted. Anywho.
Why don't... You know, we keep talking about people. We should have people on our podcast.
I mean, we started to have them on, you know. Yeah. But I think, you know, Game Dev set a high bar, so.
Yeah. No, we should have Phil Bond on here. We should have Joe Grisafi. We should have some of the people responsible for the making of some of these games we like as well. They'd be on here, right?
We could invite them. Absolutely.
Yeah.
I'm sure they play video games sometimes.
Sure. Let's have people on here.
Okay. What do you think, ladies and gentlemen, about having people on this podcast besides us?
Because we're never clearly not people. We've never done it before. Because we are robots.
Do you have recommendations? Do you know people you would like to have on the show?
Are you a people?
Right. Yeah. I mean, besides yourself, like, what did you do? What do we do?
Yeah.
I mean, this is getting weird fast. Let's read the last question.
Are you better than Sean? Can I replace him with you?
Probably. I mean, we almost replaced Vic a few weeks ago. So
a few weeks ago, but I was told to clean out my desk at Famicom Dojo headquarters, and I had too much stuff, so we just called it off.
Why do you have a desk in my house?
No comment. Anyway.
You're going to have to read this last one because my browser just decided to freeze up.
We are a high-tech podcast here.
That is right.
All right. Wesley Ray? Rie? Ria? Hey, Wesley. Since the 30th anniversary of Dragon Quest is this year. Wow, 30th anniversary of Dragon Quest is this year. What are your thoughts on the series or any of the individual games? I'm going to be spending this year playing through as many of them as I can. Fan of the series, but haven't played enough. I mean, that's pile of shame material right there. I've played I've played 1 and 4.
Oof.
I've started 8, 7, 5, 2, and 3. Pretty much every other one. Oh, I beat Dragon Quest Swords on the Wii. And I think I own a few of the like spin-off games. Dragon Quest is a fantastic series. And now that you asked this question, I'm asking myself the question of why I haven't played more of them. Because if it hadn't been for the first Dragon Quest game called Dragon Warrior when I got it, I don't think I'd really be into RPGs now.
Mm-hmm.
That was the first game that I just obsessed over, that I just needed to keep playing. Here, let me tell you about Dragon Warrior. a geeky story. Was it Edric was the famous knight? Did you play
Erdrick? Because that was the third game was a prequel.
Yeah. Yeah.
That dealt with that story.
Yes, 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 yes.
So I am aware of the lore of the NES games.
Yes.
And I played the first one, but beyond that, I didn't actually finish the first one until I was a teenager. So it had been out for a decade by that point.
But what I will say is that at the time, as a kid, in my brain, it was Endrick. Despite the fact that that is definitely not how it's spelled.
Right.
But I remember that because I was a Cub Scout at the time that this game came out, and our pack, patrol, whatever, was the Dragon Warriors because of how much I cared about this game. And we made a rap.
Oh my God, I want to hear it.
I don't remember the whole thing, but I do remember that it was like that we had a two-person pack. This is me and my friend Nathan. And we got up on stage with all seriousness and belted out, "With Endric's armor and Endric's sword, I will defeat the Dragon Lord." And there was more. There was a lot more that I either don't remember or plead the fifth on.
Nice.
I remember that game and Final Fantasy IV were really the only games that like affected me so much that it affected like schoolyard play. That like, what are we playing at recess? We are continuing our quest, you know? yeah, I was that kid. I'm still that kid.
Oh man, that reminds me. I had a thought after the aforementioned episode 130 where we talked about Dragon Warrior last.
Yeah.
I feel like a lot of JRPGs made villains like Sephiroth, for instance, based on like Kefka, but like taking him seriously.
Yeah.
It's like, because granted, I haven't played Final Fantasy IV myself. Or is it six? Six.
Wait.
Six.
Oh, six. Right? Okay.
It's six. Either of them.
Wait, hold on. Still I'm angry.
Yeah, sorry. I haven't played those games myself, but.
Wait, you've never played four?
No.
Wait. How are you? Can you criticize me about Mass Effect?
But I am aware of Kefka.
Okay.
And I, you know, people who have loved these games have shown me things.
So wait.
Waiting to him.
You've never played through the opera scene in Final Fantasy III/6.
No.
Huh. If you think that you have a good voice for a podcast, send applications to my Twitter account at Famicom Vink. Accepting applications, main requirement, having played Final Fantasy
III. Oh. But I just get the impression that like Kefka's kind of like a parody of villains, and
yes.
You know, while still being one.
Yeah. Oh, I'd say so.
But then like everyone's like, yeah, that's so badass, and then like they make Kefkas everywhere they can, and it's like, no, you missed the point. Kind of like that like Mr. Bean thing I saw about like Indian immigrants. Anyway.
What?
There was this video I saw on YouTube, on Facebook. Our British friend Miles posted, or he commented on it. Anyway, that's how I saw it. About a guy who wanted to stop immigration into England because don't we have the recipe for curry? Can't we just, you know, make a good British curry and not worry about the chefs coming to the country to make it? And then like immediately afterward is like a Mr. Bean bit, or at least it's Rowan Atkinson. I don't know if it's Mr. Bean per se, but
really?
Where he's just like, can we just get the recipe at this point? It's like, he didn't understand it was supposed to be a joke.
Interesting.
Anyway.
Well,
politics.
No, it's okay. Because I mean, yeah, I can be all high and mighty with my having played two Final Fantasy games.
Yeah.
But I mean, when it all comes down to it, you know, I haven't played all the Dragon Quest games besides, even though I own them and know that they are fantastic. And to tell you the truth, Dragon Quest might be my style of play more so than Final Fantasy. I don't know. It's really old school, and they don't mix it up a lot, but there's a certain comfort within that. I don't know. But I will say that your quest to play all of the Dragon Quest games, excellent. And I'm hoping to get 7 and 8 on Nintendo DS soon. And then maybe I will embark upon those as well. But as you finish those, let us know what's the best, what's your favorite, and why. So follow up with us on this.
If you have a question for Famicom Denshi Mail, or just want to share your own future retro or pile of shame, you can contact us on Facebook and Twitter, leave a comment on one of our videos, email us at denshimail or podcast@famicomdojo.tv, or leave a voicemail at 608-492-1923, and we'll play your clip on the show. that's actually all the questions we got this time, which surprised me. But we are always constantly working on things for you, dear listeners and or viewers. And one of those things is our Kickstarter. So I wanted to direct everyone to famicondojo.tv/Kickstarter, where we have a bunch of preliminary information about the campaign, not about when it's going to start, because that's kind of up in the air still. We just got to work on it. Lots and lots and lots to do, but that will show you what we're kind of gunning for. And there'll probably be like a link for our mail list too, I'm thinking.
Yeah.
By the time you get there, it'll all be there and be a little more obvious. But we are dedicated to working towards this goal, because we love doing this show and we love you. I'm feeling a lot of love right now.
Love is all around us.
Love is all you need.
Yep. And thanks for sticking with us this long, especially after inevitably that fan art came out.
I hope it was tasteful. I'm sure it was.
Definitely.
White.
Yes.
Oh God.
Oh man.
They're gonna go run for president now.
Really? You think that's going to limit you from being president? Have you seen who's running for president? Anyway, all right. Okay. On both sides, to tell you the truth. Anyway, see, we're equal opportunity here.
That's right.
All right.
That covers all the bases.
Until next time.
Oh, my turn. The dojo is...
Yes, you do it this time. See, it's hard.
It's very hard, and you I have a newfound respect for how you do this every week.
Thank you.
Oh man. Okay.
I can do one.
No, I got this.
Okay. So until next time, the dojo is
coffee, beer, Rubik's Cube. No, I can't do it.
Okay, you start it.
All right, until the next time, the dojo is...
The name of my new Cub Scout patrol.
Ah! So jealous.
We're called the dojo. dojo. No. He's our man. If he can't do it... Oh, okay. It is hard. Improvisational comedy.
Famicom Dojo.